हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे। नाउ रामानुजाचार्य ही वॉज गुरु ऑफ सो मेनी डिसाइपल्स, बट स्टिल ही वुड ऑलवेज सिट अंडर हिज गुरुज टू लर्न मोर एंड मोर फ्रॉम द गुरुज, बिकॉज अ गुरु इज अ पर्सन हु हैज नेक्टर ऑफ कृष्णा, he has the nectar of Krishna's pastimes. So you know, he used to always sit next to his, all of his gurus. He was so humble, he would sit like this in front of his guru and learn everything from his gurus. He would go to Mahapurna, he would go to all his gurus. So one day Mahapurna said to Ramanuja that there is one more disciple of Yamanacharya called Goshtipurna. You go to him and he will teach, initiate you into one special mantra. So obeying whatever his guru would say, immediately would listen to that. So that is why this Ramanuja, he went to Goshtipurna and he said that my guru Mahapurna has told me to take a mantra from you. Goshtipurna didn't say anything. He said, now the time has not come. And Ramanuja was very young at that time. He said, you are still young, so now I cannot give you the mantra. So Ramanuja pleaded, but Goshtipurna said, not now. And then Ramanuja went again, he had to go walking to from Kanchipuram to the place where Goshtipurna was staying. That is another place. So he used to go walking to that place and come back. So like then again second time Ramanuja went. Goshtipurna said, let me think whether I should give you the mantra or no. He didn't say, it's not that he didn't want to give the mantra, but he just thought Ramanuja was not qualified to receive the mantra. So he said, let me think. And again Ramanuja went. He went walking from his place to where Goshtipurna was staying, again back. Again going, again back. Like this, he went 17 times. Goshtipurna did not give the mantra. He said, you are not still qualified. To Ramanuja, okay? To Ramanuja he said this. And one day in Srirangam, many times in Srirangam, there is a Utsava. That is, the deity comes outside. Full Utsava is there. So like that, the deity came outside and the deity spoke to the priest. And it conveyed from the priest that you tell to Goshtipurna that Ramanuja is fully qualified, you please give the mantra to the deity. Told, understood? The deity told to the priest that you tell to Goshtipurna that you give the mantra to Ramanuja. So Goshtipurna, he had a debate with the deity. He said, Ramanuja, but the mantra is so powerful, it has so much power is there in this mantra, I feel we should still wait. The deity said, no, you give it to Ramanuja. So Goshtipurna, after a long debate, now after 17 times, again when Ramanuja came, he pleaded so much, and Goshtipurna said, okay, I'll give you the mantra. So Goshtipurna, he whispered in the ears of Ramanuja the mantra. The time Ramanuja got the mantra, he became so happy, he became ecstatic, he became very happy, and he became very happy with the mantra. He was, he took the mantra and he started chanting the mantra constantly. And with his disciples, he was walking back. While he was walking back, and his guru told, if anyone chant this mantra, he will go back home, back to Godhead. So this Ramanuja, he saw all the people over there while he was walking. That all were involved in materialistic activities. No one was thinking of the Lord. What will happen when you think only of materialistic activity, forget God? You will not get the spiritual abode. You will not go back to Krishna. So, he was so compassionate, he thought, I will give this mantra to all of these people. And Ramanuja, he announced, he went on at the top part of the temple and he announced that all of the people, all of you come in the evening, I will give you a treasure. So all thought, oh, we are going to get some treasure. So everyone, the whole city came down. And Ramanuja, he told his disciples and he went up
And this all the 17 times he went with his disciples. Just imagine, in front of your disciples, he was refused by Goshtipurna to get the mantra. All the 17 times. And now, Ramanuja, he climbed up and he told to all the people that you all please chant Om Namo Narayanaya.
Om Namo Narayanaya.
Om Namo Narayanaya.
Om Namo Narayanaya.
Om Namo
Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya.
So this way, Ramanuja told the mantra to everyone. And all of them became very ecstatic. They became very happy because they were chanting the names of the Lord. And in the names of the Lord has fully invested all his energy. So that is why everyone was very happy. And now this news went into the ears of Goshtipurna. And Goshtipurna had said, don't give this mantra to anyone. Now Ramanuja, he was going to go back to Sri Rangam. So he thought, now let me go and offer my obeisances again to Goshtipurna. Let me take his blessings. So Ramanuja, along with Dasharati, Kuresh and his other disciples, he went to meet Goshtipurna. Goshtipurna was very angry. He was so wild. I told him that he should not give this mantra to anyone because he thought everyone was unqualified. So when Ramanuja came and he offered his obeisances to his guru, Goshtipurna said, I don't want to see your face. So then Ramanuja, and he said, do you know, because you have done this act, what will happen to you? You will go to hell. So then Ramanuja said, Guru Maharaj, you gave me such a wonderful mantra. By chanting that, I am feeling so happy. I wanted to share it with all these people. And you said that if anyone chants this mantra, even if he has no qualification, he will go back to Godhead. So all of these people will go to back for Godhead. And if an insignificant person like me, even if I go to hell, and if all these people will go to back to Godhead, what is a big loss? If I go to hell, this was the mood of Ramanuja Chari. Goshtipurna felt so this by this answer. He felt so happy. He thought, you are so compassionate, Ramanuja. He was so happy with Ramanuja. And Goshtipurna, he blessed Ramanuja. And then Ramanuja came back to his Sri Lanka. Sri Ramanuja Charya ki
Jai.
Goshtipurna ki
Jai.
Divine Grace AC Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.
The same way Srila Prabhupada, he gave this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
To everyone, you are qualified, you are not qualified. Chant 16 rounds, you'll go back to Godhead. Okay, this is the thing Srila Prabhupada gave. And he has changed so many people into good devotees. Okay?